I have too many unfinished, how do you put this, health supplements in my house. I'm looking at this bottle of Lingzi, which I bought for my own mental health, my own health, some time back. When does it expire? Oh, okay, 2024. I have to remember to take it. It's supposed to be good for your brain. One capsule twice daily, right? And this bottle of Lingzi is still quite full. I bought it, I think during the time I was trying to power through my SIFA live show, Singapore International Festival of Arts, which is a year ago. I think this bottle of Lingzi should be alright. It's just expiry date 2024, so. But must remember to finish it. I have bottles of chicken essence as well. All this stuff. I don't consciously go and buy these things, but some of the stuff ends up in my kitchen. The chicken essence was bought for my late mother when she was recovering from her surgery. And then subsequently, of course, she passed and we had to distribute some of this. We gave away many things like, you know, her supplements and medication, calcium, to other elderly people who take that stuff regularly. And then some of the essence of chicken ended up in my house. Nobody drinks it actually here. So I've been trying to encourage my wife to drink some of that stuff before she goes off to work in the mornings. She forgets sometimes, actually every time, because she's in such a hurry to get to work. She's gone back to the office already, not every day, but it's a hybrid arrangement, just like many people. And those mornings when she rushes off to the office, she forgets. Right? And those are the days that I feel she needs to drink some of this stuff. Anyway, it's not like we make it a lifestyle to drink essence of chicken, but it's there, right? So, and we should finish it before it expires. And we don't cook with essence of chicken in our household. It's not a thing. So maybe we should, I don't know. But there's still quite a number of bottles left. I also have packets of calcium. My mom, my late mother used to consume. Now I'm the one taking the calcium. There's also multivitamins that belong to my mom, my late mother. I'm looking at it now. And then this is Natural B Complex. I don't know whose is it. See all this stuff. This is okay. Some of it is medication. So this one is. This one is Yingqiao. Yingqiao is a flu medicine. So that one is not something you should consume for fun. I got cordyceps, pure cordyceps, and this one expires. Yeah, I gotta finish this cordyceps stuff. So let's not waste this as well. Cordyceps are expensive. Also, and then I have this essence of chicken, which I will put on the table to remind my wife to consume it tomorrow morning. And then got zinc. This zinc used to belong to my mom. A lot of stuff in this basket of supplements. This shall be the brand's essence of chicken that she should consume. I don't want her to keep this around too long. Yeah, of course, the best supplement that you can have is water. Let me drink some of that now. Which I think we don't drink enough of. So yeah, all this stuff in the house and we forget. And I want to clear them because they don't keep, right? It cannot keep too long. I just recovered from some gastro, so my medication is complete. I'm a very good boy. 10 days of since that Christmas thing lah, when I had bad tummy, ate too much, I think, indigestion. I'm okay now. But we try to finish our medication here in this household, especially antibiotics. Please don't have just half the doses and then don't finish, okay? But yeah, we have a lot of this stuff lying around in the house and I'm trying to finish it. I'm not sure whether I should carry on taking supplements. I'm not a huge supplements fan. My late mother used to give me Pharmaton, which is another sort of multivite, apparently good for old people. I haven't been taking that regularly. I finished the last dose of that and then I'm done. That being said, losing weight over the last 18 months has been very, how do I say it, liberating. I don't feel tired as I used to now. I don't feel lethargic or, you know, giddy. Borderline hypertension is not good for you. So yes, blood pressure is back down since I lost the weight, started exercising, eating properly. So actually, you know, it's while it's good to eat some supplements sometimes, but if you have a balanced diet, you actually generally don't need it, I think. But yeah, it's good to feel healthy again. I can afford to get more sleep, I guess, but now my hours are different because I'm working from home a lot more. So even though I sleep late, I wake up later in the morning. I should try to, I'm trying to adjust my sleeping patterns so that it's a little bit more, yeah, it's more normal. I don't know what's the right word for it. But my family is a family of, we're all night owls. It's very weird, right? The wife and I try to chase the children to sleep, and I was just doing that just now, just chasing the kids to sleep. But then the two of us are not exactly early sleepers either. Well, lately I've been sleeping early because I'm just tired. So 11 o'clock I'm out. And then it was one day I knocked out after, you know, right after dinner. But I'm tracking my sleep patterns now, with my Apple Watch and the health app. The sleep thing helps. It helps to encourage me to just like wind down before my hour. I try to give myself 8 hours. And it's nice to see the app telling you, you've been hitting your average of 7-8 hours sleep every day. That's good to know. And I can tell looking at the chart when I don't have enough sleep. Right, the day you kind of know when you don't have enough sleep, but when you look at it from a macro perspective, you can see, there's really sleep deficit this week. And I think that's something I'm working on now. That's why I turned on that function on my health app in my watch as well. I've been tracking a lot of other things. I'm not sort of like hardcore data collecting about my health, but I've realized that if I turn on some of these things over time, little by little, I'm able to see progress. So my resting heart rate has also gone down tremendously since I lost the weight. It hovers around 50 to 55 now, as low as 49 when I'm asleep. I think that's okay, right? So my resting heartbeat is very, very low, very, very much lower than it used to be. Not very low, but like, yeah, definitely below 60. I'm happy about that as well. So that's another thing I'm tracking. So all these things I become more conscious of as I get older. I mean, I'm not gonna track my runs, I think, yet, or my exercise. I do put in some stuff, but I not that religious as like some friends do, tracking all their runs. But I should lah, right? I should track some of my exercise as well, even though I sometimes get lazy and I just don't forget to turn it on when I start the exercise. I also don't track calories, but I kind of know how much I'm eating in a day now. I can sense when I've taken too much food. And then I go back to my normal programming the next day. So generally, if I don't, you know, it's a long journey, lah, right? It's okay to indulge a little bit on certain days. Like Christmas and, you know, I know Chinese New Year is coming. I'm extra careful. But I know I'm going to eat more than usual. But I know I'm going to return to my normal eating patterns after that. So I'm not too worried. Because it's not necessary, I think, to count calories that closely. I've been scaling back my food and choosing, you know, the right food to eat. So actually my body will tell me when I'm eating rubbish right now. It's very sensitive. When I eat too much meat, for example, the body doesn't like it. Carbs also, and the wrong kind of carbs, right? The processed carbs, if there's such a thing. The body doesn't like it, and it will tell me. So I'm happy with the progress. The slow changes to my dietary patterns, it's a lifestyle change that is necessary, because I plan to be around longer for my children, especially my oldest, right? With Faith having severe autism, she's going to need a lifetime of care, and I want to be around for her. I have friends who've had major health issues. I haven't had anything major, touch wood, but I've seen my peers around my age group starting to, you know, it's starting to happen, and it's a wake-up call, you know, if you see that. That's why I was very happy to start on that journey of weight loss when Circuit Breaker started. It wasn't conscious, actually. I kind of stumbled upon that journey, but it made me, after losing 5 kilos in the first month or two of Circuit Breaker, I was like, wait, something's happening to my body. Am I eating right? Then I carry on adjusting. Since I was already, you know, I already lost that first five kilos. But yeah, you really do start to worry about your own health, because, you know, I'm in my fifties, early 50s, and we are going to be around a lot longer. You know, this generation will live longer. Our children's generation will live longer. I think you want to have, it's not only about living longer, but living better, right? You don't want to be in a bad shape when you're 80. You want to still be strong and healthy when you're 80. That kind of thinking is what drives me. So small steps, even for the exercise, I'm not going to jumping into extreme, you know, things, because again, not young anymore. I'm just gonna ease into all the exercise I want to do, and yeah, I have to enjoy it. Same with the food. Yeah, I'm trying to set a good example to children. The children are very conscious of my choices. They know now. They laugh because they've seen the way I ate before this and then now, and you know, they can see both sides of my eating patterns. And now I speak with authority when I tell them, guys, you need to eat healthily, you know, you gotta stop with the junk food. And I speak from a position of authority now, because I'm not taking that junk food. So, but yeah, that stuff's no good for you. Okay, not trying to be preachy or anything, but you get hungrier faster. It's okay to eat that stuff once in a while, but if it becomes a lifestyle, it's not good for your body. Trust me. Same with hawker food. You got to make your choices. You got to make the right choices. I'm now very sensitive to things which are too sweet, too oily, and too salty. These three categories. Again, my body will tell me. That just comes with slow and steady changes to your eating habits and drinking habits. Okay. Talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm going to continue finishing this glass of water here. Yeah. Should be whiskey, but again, I've cut that completely off my diet as well. It's very rare now. I don't eat it. I don't drink it every week now. So yeah, that's another one that went out the window. Yeah. It's a good thing.